Encourage this, I tell your brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
There's nothing I do good enough for you.
I am not talking to you. I don't want to discuss this anymore. Al, it's our 20th anniversary, and you give me a postcard.
Well, I read that the gift for the 20th anniversary is China. That's a picture of China. What do you want from me? Hey, I could have got you a Chicago Bears mug with a fill-up, but I said no. My wife's anniversary, here's the nickel, give me the postcard. Happy anniversary, babe.
Al, you never get me anything good. For our 15th anniversary, you got me some motor oil.
Hey, that motor oil's still in your car.
Well, this year, I want something special.
Oh, all right, how much?
What I want won't cost you a thing. I want to be made love to.
And you think that's not going to cost me anything?
And I am not just talking about sex, Al. I want to be made love to.
What in Sam Hill does that mean?
I want to be held. I want to be caressed. I want to be romanced.
Hey, wait a second. I've been secretly hiding $100. What say I just give it to you and we call it even?
No. I want some romance in my life, Al. And I'm not talking about the old 30-second crash and burn. Or the old 20-second bump and snore. And I really don't want that old New Year's Eve 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2. Sorry, better luck next year.
Hey, 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 please reconsider. Please, if you have any feelings for me, don't make me make love to you, babe. Please. Hey.
Come on, bud. They are just about to announce the winner for my Dinner with Anthrax contest. Where's the remote? Where is the remote?
Okay, I got a plan. Dad once told me about the old days. People would actually walk over to the TV and turn it on.
Go on.
I'm not kidding. Just might work.
Woo! And now's the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to pick the winner of the video channel's My Dinner with Anthrax contest. Yes, and as you can see, the guys are pretty excited. We paid for a party in your house, including dinner for you and 50 of your close. Your house off! Yeah! Is that right, guys?
I am dying. Wouldn't it be so cool if you came to our house?
Sure, it'd be great for them. Because they get to meet me.
And the lucky winner is Bud Grinchmaster B. Bundy. I won! Me! Anthrax is coming here! Anthrax is coming here! I'm having a party.
Gee, Bud, 50 of your closest friends. Let's see, I guess that would be Grandma and a bunch of stuffed animals, huh?
Yeah, and my favorite future welfare mother. Speaking of which, we've got to get rid of Mom and Dad.
Oh, yeah, them. Yeah, they'd be great with Anthrax. Mom getting out a accordion and playing songs of her stinking youth. And Dad saying, do any of you guys want to see my bathroom? The flesh will suck your arm right down.
Well, maybe they'll listen to reason. Hey, Dad.
Go away.
Dad, this isn't about money.
Go away now.
We want to throw a party on the 30th. Can we please?
Absolutely not. I have something very important to do that night. Requires total silence. I can't get too technical, but it involves your mother, our anniversary, and me making love to her till I shrivel up and die. Now, you're too young to hear any more, excuse me. I'm going to go outside and walk blindly in traffic.
You feeling better, Al? Okay, now that you're more composed, can you tell me what you were doing sitting behind my car with the exhaust pipe in your mouth?
My wife wants me to make love to her.
Well, then, shouldn't she be the one with her mouth on the exhaust pipe?
You don't understand. She wants me to hold her and to kiss her and tell her how happy she's made me feel. Look at me. I'm shivering. Parts of me have fainted.
You can do it, Al. Wilt Chamberlain claims to have made love to over 20,000 women.
Yeah. And not one of them was his wife.
All right, come on. You can do it, Al. First, you put on some music, and then you turn the lights down low.
Low? Low?
Yeah.
But I can still see her.
Hey, then they like you to slowly undress them. Then you lower her gently onto the bed, and 8 hours later, it's over.
Eight hours? Yeah. 8 hours? Oh, God, the humanity. Hold me, Jefferson.
You can do it, big guy.
No, I can't. You don't understand. It's my wife. It's just not right.
It's your own fault for being so damn desirable, Al.
Yes, you're right. Of course, I see that now. When my look says yes, how can I say no? Well, I must prepare myself.
What are you going to do, some wind sprints?
Or... No, I'm going to the magazine stand, get a copy of Biggins. And a great big bottle of Dramamine for the seasickness.
Hey, Dad.
Go away.
So, Bud, what about my idea of getting rid of Mom and Dad?
Kel, I think dropping a safe on them would kill them.
It never killed Daffy or Elmer. Or that dog that's always after the Roadrunner.
Well, Kel, I guess as long as old men in hats drive cars and pass out lollipops, it'll be fine. Now, let me think. Let's see, it's their anniversary. Wish we had enough money to send them on a vacation.
Well, why don't we send them on one of these free vacations?
You moron, these aren't free vacations. These are time-sharing deals. They're total scams. I mean, they get you down there, they try to make you buy land. They don't leave you alone for two solid days. It's torture, it's hell. It's perfect.
Jack, I can't believe we're in Florida. Why, if it wasn't for the 1,000-degree heat, the flying palmetto bugs, and the smell of your frying feet, I'd think we were in heaven. It was nice of the kids to send us, though. It's kind of romantic, huh?
You ain't seen nothing yet. I guess that's it. Happy anniversary, baby.
I want the whole enchilada. You know, the whole 4 yards.
That's 9 yards, big.
Do you really want me to get out the ruler, Al? Now let's get to it.
Oh, all right. Go lay down. I have to prepare myself.
Thank you. Let's jam.
Don't mind me, I'm just setting up here. Hi, Stan Mendelsohn. Call me Captain Scooter. I just want to extend an official welcome to Hurricane Hole, soon to be sunny Florida's finest resort community. Let me get that lizard there for you. So, you busy?
Not really.
Excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but this is kind of our vacation.
How pathetic is that? But you got your job to do and I got mine, right? So, this is an artist's conception of what Hurricane Hole will look like when it's finished. Sometime in the year 3000. But let's talk luxury. Let's talk condos. Hey, I see you got a copy of Biggins there. I had a letter in the last issue. But you know, if you really want to see some Biggins, take a look at this house.
Damn kids. I think they tricked us. We're here in this sweltering hell and they're having the wildest time of their lives back home.
How about that, Chicago? 10 feet of snow and the city's at a standstill. I bet the only place that's hot is the party at Bud Bundy's house, where Anthrax is rocking the roof off. They must be having one great time.
Oh. Well, that's guest number 50 that snowed in and can't make it. I guess it means more Anthrax for us.
Let's get there early, you said. For once, let's be responsible, you said. That dog won't take a whiz on my guitar, you said.
I'm not so sure it was the dog, Mr. 2 6-packs of malt liquor. Here's a little game I know that can break the ice at any party. We say our first names, and then the name of an animal that begins with the same letter. I'll go first. Bud. Bear. Go on.
Dan. Bite me.
Now write off, Dan, that's too many words.
Hi! Woo, I just came by to check on you. Oh, I see you have some killers over. Very nice. I'm Marcy.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I am a woman.
Yeah, right. And he's a rap star. She's a genius. And we're glad to be here.
Well, anyway, your mother and father asked me to look in on you while they were out of town. Just to make sure everything's on the up and up, shall we say? My, you're young and firm.
Thanks, mister.
Relax, Mrs. Darcy. They're famous musicians. We won them in a contest.
Musicians, eh? Well, I don't want you to think I'm unhep. I chase the monkeys like everyone else.
Yeah, I bet they were running like hell.
Well, I like Peter. He was the shy one. Which one of you is the shy one?
Not me. I wear the hat. Hey, let's get this little guy's shovel and dig a tunnel out of here. Sorry, guys, but you're going nowhere. According to this contract, you owe us a song first.
Hey, it's supposed to be dinner with Anthrax. Dinner.
I play nothing till I eat. In case you're wondering, I'm the hungry one.
Well, let's go over to the fridge and see what we got to eat.
Do I'm a Believer? Because Mickey used to really rock out on that one.
Oh, wow. The desolation.
It's not totally empty.
There's a chia pet in there.
That's not a chia pet. That was a meatloaf. There's always Mom's aluminum foil wrapped mystery pack.
Food.
Yo, man, I am starving.
Go. Oh, wow. They're going to eat the mystery pack. Even Dad won't eat the mystery pack. These guys are cool.
Wow, the colors. The colors.
Is your hunk moving?
Oh, it's biting me.
Yo, if it came out of the fridge, why is it hot?
I see 50 people now. Let's jam.
See what it's like to come home to your wife in Hurricane Hole.
Look, Peg, I'm home.
Look, Stan, my husband's a moron. Now look, it's our anniversary. You can at least have the decency to step outside and give us 3 seconds to have sex.
Not until I played my trump card. Folks, if you buy here in Hurricane Hole, your celebrity neighbor will be, yes, Ed Kooky Burns.
Have a comb, fans.
It's former teen idol and star of 77 Sunset Strip, Ed Kooky Burns.
Oh, man.
So, Kook, tell the folks why you bought here in Hurricane Hole.
You gave me one for free, Stan.
Good, Kook.
So what do you say, folks? It's just $6 down.
I don't have that kind of money.
Come on, everyone has that kind of money. Even Kooky.
Well, you see, my husband is a shoe salesman.
Let's go, Kook. Be out by dawn.
Oh, well, Kooky spoke to me. Let's do it on his combs.
Well, wait a second, Peg. Kooky stole my copy of Biggins.
Come on now, I want my anniversary present.
Oh, Peg, I can't do it without my copy of Biggins.
Yes, you can.
Kooky, Kooky, let me my Biggins.
Oh, yeah.
You kids should be ashamed of yourselves. Having a party while I was stuck down in a swamp having sex with your mother. I never want to go back to either place again. Where's my fun?
Al, like you, the kids just did their best.
I'm sorry about everything, Mom.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Did you get us anything good from Florida?
Well, we didn't have much money, so we got the only thing we could afford. It's out on the porch.
As soon as I bring in the rest of your bags, I got a treat for you. Yep.
Kooky, Kooky, lend me your comb.
Who's he?
That's Kooky. Your mother said she'd walk and feed him, but you know the first rainy night, who's going to be doing it? By the way, who are those guys out on the stoop?
Oh, that's the band Anthrax. Yeah. They ate Mom's mystery pack, So the Environmental Protection Agency quarantined them to our house for 6 months.
What kind of horrible sounds am I going to have to be listening to for the next half year?
Kooky, kooky, lend me your car. Kooky, kooky.
I got smog in my noggin.
Noggin.
Ever since you made the scene.
The scene. Baby, you're the ginchiest.
Ally McBeal is the one show where women don't hold anything back.
This is not normal therapy.
You're not a normal person.
Men can barely hold their own.
I can be ravenous.
And the old rules don't hold water.
Don't you even think of shooting me.
Hold on to Ally McBeal, tonight at 11, only on FX.